Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents. I hope you are having a wonderful day and you're getting in front of everyone you need to make it happen, to close the deal, to make the sales, to make the numbers, to be prosperous, to take your business to the next level. But if you're not, stay tuned because I am going to show you the number one way to get more business. That is to get in front of more people, an ironclad way to get in front of the right people, to book more appointments, to grab the right people's attention. That is so important. That is, to me, the number one ingredient for success in business. Without sales, I know everyone likes to look down on salespeople. They like to look down on the profession. But name one business. I don't care what it is. Name a ministry. Name anything that has to have money to sustain it that does not require a good sales process and people. You got to have both. You got to have great people and you got to have a great process to get in front of the right people, to get them the right goods and services that are of great value to them so that they will make the buying decision. What keeps us as sales professionals, whether you're a realtor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a contractor, you're a builder, whatever industry you're in, I know people don't like to think about it, but if you're an attorney out there and you don't have clients signing up and you're only depending on court-appointed cases, guess what? You are not going to the level in which you could go. Yeah, you're going to get some mediocre business, if you will, some low-end business, and I'm not criticizing it. It's, you know, that's why our system has it. But you really want the client that can afford the higher cases, the higher profile cases, the higher, more difficult legal professional services that they need. And to be able to do that, you got to get in front of them. And so that's sales. Whether you're a doctor, and you might be the greatest brain surgeon in the world, but if people have never heard of you, they don't trust you, you don't have rapport with them. In other words, if you haven't sold yourself, then what good is it? See, everything requires sales. Everything, no matter what you do in life, you're selling. You're selling yourself every day. The question is, what are you selling? Are you selling something of great value because you believe in yourself and you believe what you have to offer? Or are you selling bad ideas, bad thoughts, bad internal dialogue that you're having with yourself? Because what you think about yourself, what you think about your business, what you think about what you do as a professional person, as a even spiritual person, well, that comes out in your speech pattern. It comes out in the way you carry yourself. And people will buy in to whatever you believe. So if you don't believe you're of any value, well, guess what? You'll find people that will agree with you. But if you have the audacity to just presuppose for a moment that you were made for greatness, that you deserve greatness, that greatness is within your grasp, your ability to obtain, well, greatness just might be what you can find. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about the number one way to grow your business, to get in front of more people, to grab people's attentions, techniques that you can use that will get you in front of the right people that will have a yes for an answer instead of a no. That's so important, to get in front of the right people. So we're going to be talking a little bit about how to prospect today, how to sell our goods and services, and how to do it in a very effective way. And we're going to do it right after this break. So stay tuned.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
You know, us as salespeople, we can sometimes just be full of excuses. Well, the people I got in front of weren't the right people. The product that I'm selling is not the right product. The time of year just... it's the wrong time of the year. The politics, you know, I'm going to tell you, if anybody can sit there and lick their wounds, it's people like me that are in the health industry, because the government has not been our friend. And for those who say, well, it's time they stick it to the health insurance companies, and it's time they did. I understand where you're coming from, but trust me, the remedy for the perceived problem, which I stipulate that there are some problems within the health insurance industry. Well, the remedy made it things worse, not better. And so, but I could sit here and say, man, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for that, if they didn't do this. But you know what? I have learned, run to problems, not run from them. You know, there's a lot of agents out there that's just got out of the health insurance and are only doing life and PNC and stuff like that. And they're just saying, I forget it. Let the government handle health insurance. I look at it as an opportunity to become a problem solver, because as I look around the landscape, I see people that are not happy. And if people are not happy, they have problems. And if they have problems, why don't we position ourselves and posture ourselves to solve the problems? Because as you solve problems, and what I've learned in business, the greater that you can solve problems, the greater value you're going to find within yourself. You know, I was at the bank today, and I was doing some banking and had to make some deposits and get some checks and this and that and the other. And one of the tellers says, are you still in health insurance? I noticed there's all this activity with your account and you're doing this. It just seems like you do a lot of things. What is it that you exactly do? You know, surely you're not doing health insurance anymore because of everything that's going on. And, you know, right then and there, I said, listen, I consult with small business owners and self-employed and entrepreneurs on how to reduce their cost in health coverage by 50 and sometimes even 75% through major insurance carriers. They keep the, you know, the Blue Cross, the Aetna, the United, the Golden Rule, whoever they're with. Many of my clients only pay $89 per month with no deductible. Well, right away, that piqued the interest of all the tellers in there, half the people that was standing in line. And before I knew it, I was handing out cards, rate sheets, and everything else to several people. I didn't go there to sell insurance. I didn't go there to talk business. I didn't go there for anything but just to do some banking. But someone asked a question, and because the way it was answered, it compelled a lot of people to respond. And so it sort of gave me this idea. You know, I coach sales agents in the insurance industry and other industries all the time on how to market and sell their goods and services. And it got me back to, what do I believe in my core, the number one way to become a more effective salesperson, and the number one way to grow your business. What is, if you've reduced it down to one thing, what is one thing you can do today that will get you in front of more people and make more sales? I think this story I just told you at the bank illustrates it, and it's this: brevity. You know, I didn't go into, well, we've got these plans here with this deductible, with this carrier, it's got this premium, here's the riders to it, here's what you... I didn't get into industry speak. I didn't explain any of the plans. I didn't even mention really names of different companies, because I rep them all. It doesn't matter. I gave them a quick synopsis. If you're a small business owner, self-employed, and entrepreneur, I specialize and consult with these type of people. And most of the time, I can get them a 50 to 75% reduction. And they can still stay with major insurance carriers. Some of them only pay $89 per month.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
So the reason I tell that story, and I even went into that, is to say the number one way to get more business is to really drill down in a very brief 1 to 2 sentence phrase what you do. And the reason it's important, because that should translate in the emails that you send out, any ads that you do on Facebook, Google AdWords, Census, any of those things, scripts for cold calling. If you're in a real estate business, if you're in the legal profession, if you're in insurance and whatever you're doing, we have a lead generation system. It's a software system that allows you to literally call thousands and thousands of people at a time with a brief message and then allow them to transfer over to you live, to be put on a do not call list, to go to a sales page that shows more about the information. And I train agents all the time on how to use this. Some are very, very effective. Some of them, it has exploded their business literally in 90 days, 300, 400, 500% growth in sales. Some of them, it takes a little longer. And the one underlying thing I can tell everyone, if you're doing sales calls, especially over the telephone or you're just cold calling, be brief, be compelling, be intriguing. There's three phases that everything you do, whether it be email, calling people on the phone, meeting them at the bank, there's three phases that every effective sales process must have. The number one way to get more business is be brief. And you're going to add brevity in these three phases. Number one, your initial contact. See, when I met the ladies at the bank and saw people in line, my initial contact, I wanted to say something that would provoke a response. I wanted to intrigue them. I wanted to pique their interest. I wanted to be brief and to the point, and I wanted to be mysterious so they would ask questions. And then the number two is the follow-up. Well, what was my follow-up there? I literally had the ladies behind the counter go on the internet, print out a rate sheet, and give it out to everyone in the bank that was interested. And then that is going to allow me, because they've already come through my system now. I've got emails and names and notes from, because the rate sheet sends them right to my webpage. They put out information. Hey, I want to know this. I want to know this. I see where I can do this. I want to see, well, how can I do this? How can I do that? And so my follow-up, which is sending them to my website, so it does the automated follow-up for me. It's concise. It's attractive information. And in all of my follow-up and in that rate sheet, what I'm answering is this one question: what it is, what you can do, what it would look like, what you can save. But there's one question I never answer, and that's how. Why? Well, they'll have to talk to me to understand how. And see, that's the second thing. Every phase that you're in your process, I'm being brief, to the point, I'm compelling, but I'm being mysterious because I want to pull them in to ask more questions, to pique their interest. So the answers they got was on what, not how. And then the third thing is I've already booked 3 appointments to call them, follow up with them this week, and probably will close. Number one, be brief. Number two, follow up concisely. See you next time. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.